the world in confusion. After saving the world with his dazzling streak of righteousness, the great Noah himself takes a fall. In no time, the turbulence in his own family cascades to the rest of the growing new world. In no time, the world deteriorates to almost the same condition before the flood. Again, God steps in, this time in a much more subdued manner. Standards falling. As the new world comprising Noah's family settles down, Noah gets drunk on an occasion. Ironic, as the only sober man in a world drinking merrily now appears to be the only drinking man while others around are sober. The disrespect shown by his son Ham and probably grandson Canaan on this occasion incurs a curse on Canaan from Noah. Ham's brothers get blessed, whereas he doesn't. Cracks are already appearing in the first family of the new world. The incident comes as a solemn reminder that let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. We need to be constantly in tune with God through the Word of God and prayer to ensure we don't fall into Satan's traps of self-righteous overconfidence. Babel growing. Over time, evil, tyranny, and lust take control over the world. Genesis 10:9 describes Nimrod as a powerful rebel against the Lord, forcefully taking control over wealth and lands. The construction of the Tower of Babel also begins in open defiance of God. Let us make a name for ourselves, Genesis 11:4. Self-exaltation takes root, and before it spread its wings, God has to clip it again. Even today, self-exaltation in several forms is a key danger preventing us from giving God his rightful praise in our lives and enjoying a productive life lived for him. God controlling. God, as always, is in control and in a swift action gets them speaking different languages. Babel in Hebrew means to confuse or to confound. The power-crazy initiative halts in its tracks as its perpetrators are forced to disperse. In line with his promise to Noah, this is a mild response to a strong offense. God maintains his control only in macro events of the world, but also in micro events of our lives. Are we disciplined and humble enough to maintain consistency in our stand for God? Do God's desires overpower our selfish interests? Have we allowed Him to control and direct us?